the reason why the Vaticanites, this government, this Vaticanite government, has got so uptight at the Branch Davidians that they destroyed them. Now, John Peeler stated that they didn't go there to arrest them. They went there to kill them. They had to murder them because of certain information that they had. And so, Michelle, will you read this article to them,
yes,
to the people, so that they can understand more of how the Vatican is is led by Satan and is our enemy. This is an enemy within our formerly great and wonderful country. It's still a great and wonderful country, but this mob of mafia, satanic Vaticanite mafia, has taken over our armed forces and have taken this country over. Wake up, for God's sake. It's not too late if you get saved. All right, read.
The Vatican had to have the Branch Davidian village eliminated because, 1, two of the Branch Davidian village members had been able to hack into the Pentagon, CIA, FBI, Black Ops, that's spelled O-P-S, databases, and discovered that the CIA, a branch of the Vatican, with the utilization of the CIA's Buffalo Airlines, were daily transferring cocaine, laundered money, special operations agents, kidnapped children for CIA pedophile programs, and arms at the World War II runway that bordered the Branch Davidian village.
So this Buffalo Airlines operated in and out of this airport that was right next to the Branch Davidians. And I had a man call saying that before this ever came out to us, he said he was a drummer and that he was asked to go to the Branch Davidians because David Koresh played the guitar. And he said, we had more fun on these go-karts. We go round and round and round and round, and it would raise a bunch of dust. And he says that David Koresh was the nicest person he ever met in his life. And you hear all this garbage on the news media, and after as many years as Sue and I have attempted to tell you, to teach you, that the news media is a liar. It's just part of, it's Satan's mouth. This is the mouth that Satan uses to deceive the whole world. But go on anyway. So they have these go-karts, they go out on the runway there and run them when these arms and these drugs were not being sent out of the country, or the arms were not sent out of the country, and the drugs were not coming. This was all under Clinton's regime. He also, his own men, Clinton's men, stated that there was a couple of boys that got caught on a railroad track. They stalled out over at Mena, Arkansas. And they said, and this is his men, we have the tapes, and many people have these tapes. They said that they were afraid that the boys saw them unloading drugs or putting arms on these airplanes, and they just killed them on the railroad track. And now we're talking about another location that they operated out of, and that is the Buffalo Airlines in Waco, Texas. Okay, continue on.
Number 2, the entire village knew about the CIA's Buffalo Airlines activities.
The village, that means Koresh's bunch over there, his church. They knew about it, the Buffalo Airlines operation. Then what?
That tied directly to George Bush Sr. and his direct involvement with the CIA, the government mafia, Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Colombia, Panama, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Mexico, Peru, and other global locations that included the global elites, in other words, the Vatican's intelligence operations, banking operations, drug transfers, arms transfers, child pedophile kidnapping and transfers, aircraft refueling, and global money laundering network. Number 3. In all of the Waco documentaries, all of the documentaries reveal that parked in front of the Branch Davidian Village main building were observed several high-speed go-karts that were used by the Branch Davidians who were carrying out the surveillance of the government Buffalo Airlines activity at the airport that bordered the Branch Davidian Village in order to identify and to log the Buffalo Airlines schedules with the two Branch Davidian members' retrial of the CIA's gun for drugs transfers that were going on daily. Number 4. The Branch Davidian Village members' surveillance of the CIA guns for drugs transfers were known to the CIA due to the CIA computer security having traced the hacking back to the Branch Davidian Village. Take note, the main incendiary device that was used by the Special Forces attack on the Branch Davidian Village was brought about where the commanders of the genocide were under the direct orders to take out the computer room first and then kill all of the inhabitants and then use this genocide as warning to anyone else who may want to tamper with the CIA, government, mafia, global elites, members of the Vatican's clandestine drugs, money, arms, kidnapping operations.
Yeah, this is exactly what President Clinton said. Now, anyone that would tamper or to expose Satan, they call a cult. Now, it's a cult because we're of the Lord, and we tell people what this satanic Antichrist government is doing. And at the peril of our own life, but we that are Christians know that the minute that the breath goes out of our body, we're going to be in the kingdom of heaven. This is really the truth. President Clinton got on the air and said on TV and said, "I take full responsibility for this," because he wanted to be on the good side of the Pope. And he says, "I take full responsibility." And he said, "This is a warning to everybody to not join cults. In other words, don't come against the Vatican because we'll kill you. We'll annihilate you." And I want everybody to know that.
Amen.
That, you know, if something happens, you know, if they anybody that they are targeting, you can very well be sure that it's the Vatican. Antichrist. Vermin coming down on people in churches when in reality they're the worst bunch of devils that have ever lived. They're the same devils that nailed Jesus to the cross. And, they're coming down on people in churches and yet their cult. Hundreds of thousands of young boys, baby boys, that these monsters have had sex with and raped them, these homosexuals. No, I didn't say that every homosexual is a pedophile, but homosexuals, if they don't repent, they're going to hell, whether they're pedophile homosexuals or just homosexuals that have sexual relationships with adult males. But let's continue on with this expose on the Vatican and on their destroying through President Clinton and Janet Reno. She said she takes full responsibility too. And Clinton says, "I'm warning all you people that'll teach you to belong to a cult. And there are cults in Arkansas," meaning I'm not a Catholic. I'm definitely anti any organization that is anti-Christ. Well, I never attacked the Vatican. I never attacked them. They attacked us. I couldn't figure out why, because we were doing a fantastic job for the Lord. And I said, "Why, of all people, when I was unsaved, nobody bothered me. But the minute I got saved, here comes all these satanic people." And I did a background check on them all, and they all were Catholic, Roman Catholics. And so you could do the same thing if you're under siege. Do it, and you'll see that it all of it traces right back to Rome. Okay, keep going.
Number 5, the whole idea as to why the CIA, government, needed to...
Well, the mafia is the government. They do what they please. They don't care what you think or anything. It's like, you're like I said, to them, you're like a bug that needs to be stepped on. You and I are bugs to them. Creeps, you know, the flying little bugs that they need to step on. They think they're so powerful. They think they're like God. The Lord says when I start killing you and when I send people to kill you, and there will be people that will kill them, will you tell them that you're God? Don't kill me, I'm God, you'll say. But then they'll kill you anyway. And then your soul will be in hell and at the lake of fire forever. Okay, keep going.
The whole idea as to why the CIA, government mafia, needed to burn the Branch Davidian village down and kill all of the peaceful inhabitants was to destroy the computer files and kill the witnesses to the CIA, government mafia, George Bush Sr., elite Vatican global banking, drug trafficking, arms, money laundering, pedophile programs that were operating at the World War II runway by the CIA's Buffalo Airlines. Number 6, the Waco siege, BATF, FBI, CIA, military, State Department, Pentagon, government mafia commanders' directives were to burn the village and murder as many of the Branch Davidian village members as possible and destroy all of the evidence. Number 7, the Japanese-American contract FBI sniper, one of the four of the government snipers who were used to kill off the fleeing women and children from the burning Branch Davidian village complex, named Lon Horiuchi, was the same sniper who had murdered Weaver's wife at Ruby Ridge, Idaho. Lon Horiuchi, like most FBI, CIA elimination operatives, had been psychologically profiled by the FBI, CIA, for hating white Caucasians due to his having grown up in World War II internment camp.
Okay, now, internment camps, if you're just young, you wouldn't know what that means, but unless you studied about it. But during World War II, they started arresting all Japanese people and put them in an internment camp. It looked very much like Stalag 17. It's like a bunch of dirt, and there were barbed wire fences around it. And they put Japanese in there because they thought that they were giving the people in Japan special information that they shouldn't. So they put them in an internment camp, which is the same thing as a prison. And this man here was so uptight about that because he was raised part of his life there, and they treated, the United States government treated them like dogs, or worse than dogs. Jim and Tammy Baker bought their dog an air conditioning unit for their doghouse, you know, and people were uptight about that as well. And so they didn't have any air conditioning or heating. They just threw them in there like a like a bunch of unwanted dogs. Now they treat dogs, this Antichrist government treats dogs better than humans. They murder humans by the millions, and now there's a crusade going on that dogs are more important than humans. And all the pet food companies are so happy about that, even though they know it's disgusting and wrong. Okay? Animals are not as good as humans. Animals are not made in the likeness and the image of God, but we are. And I tell you, I wouldn't want to be in any of this people in the government's shoes on the day of judgment. They're going to be crying, weeping, wailing, crying, begging, groveling. And it's too late. Too late. So any of you that... I don't get my kicks out of saying these things, but it's true. And I just pray that all of you that are so warped like this will accept Christ. And the Lord will forgive you no matter how many evil things you've done, if you truly repent. Okay, keep going.
Number 8. It was noted that the very first day of the Waco siege that David Koresh and two of the other members had appealed to the attacking special military operation that they had the computer disks and they would turn them over to the BATF Special Forces commander and surrender if the attacking force would cease fire. The commanders were under orders to kill as many of the inhabitants as possible and destroy the complex for three reasons. A, so there would be as few witnesses as possible to the CIA, government mafia, Buffalo, airlines, guns for drugs operations. B, to let this be a warning to anyone else who may want to mess with the Vatican global arms, drugs, and money laundering activities. And C, the Vatican allegedly practices satanic-type sacrifices, and the murder of the Branch Davidian village was a good opportunity to make a sacrifice. 9. Take note. Part of this warning was to warn anyone else who may have considered hacking into the government databases, whereas the two Branch Davidian members had been continually entering into the Pentagon, CIA, Black Ops, OPS databases, and they were able to keep track of the drugs laundered, money, arms, kidnapped children, agents, transfer that was going on.
Now, they do, as I said, what they want. Now, they have went into Buster, where he's such a good influence for Christ in Texarkana, Texas. He tells everybody about the Lord. And they took his money, close to $200,000 out of his safe, and took one-third or half of, or two-thirds of the his inventory in his furniture store, and then they are indicting him for buying illegal things, and the man is as honest as Abraham Lincoln, or even more so, possibly. But, I mean, he's just one of the best Christians I've ever known, and they're indicting him. Just like they did me on false charges. Whenever you hear a railroad dinger go off to warn not to go across the tracks, think of how they're railroading so many people. Amen?
Amen.
Railroading means there's sentencing people on false charges and sending them to prison. And these people, the Branch Davidians, they murdered. Even little children, what did they know about the CIA's tapes or discs? They didn't know anything about it, but they just wanted to kill. And just like John Peeler said, they were under orders to murder them. Don't arrest them. They want them dead. And, of course, there's some people that testified that were of the Branch Davidians because they scared them. They scared them. That's what they do, is intimidate people. That's like that big beast that Daniel saw and I saw myself. It is the most dreadful-looking thing. This was symbolic of the Fourth World Government, which is this Vaticanite government. They bully people. And this is the most powerful-looking government that has ever been on the face of the earth. They're the most dreadful-looking. But the Lord gives us the wisdom on how to war. There's a Japanese man that wrote a book regarding the art of war. And that's the book that the Vatican uses. But the Lord really knows how to deal with these people. They're going to, God's told you many times in the Bible, if you'll read it, tells you what he's going to do to them. They're going to burn in hell, in the lake of fire, for eternity. In other words, that means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And I just keep going with these words, forever and ever, for millions and trillions of years. And anybody that would just keep going on to impress their friends or their family, or, you know, some people. No, the best thing that you could possibly do is impress God. because it's him that has the power to take the breath out of your body and sling it, your soul, into hell and the lake of fire. Okay, keep going.
The high-speed go-karts with radio communication.
This is what the Branch Davidians had that their drummer was telling me about. This is amazing that this comes up now, because he told me that many years ago. And here are the go-karts. Yeah, that's what it was. Is he and David Koresh and some of the others would ride these go-karts round and round and play. They would play. You know, fun-loving group. Fun-loving. Then what?
The high-speed go-karts with radio communication were able to stay under the runway radio, and the Branch Davidian Village was observing and keeping track of the George Bush, CIA, government mafia, Vatican's global money laundering operation that was going on.
And they didn't like it, so they said they got to be killed. We don't want people to know that we're doing these things. And they somehow they picked up on it. So, hey, you know, you get the orders, go and kill them, every last one of them that you can. And the ones that you can't, that surrender or somehow get away, tell them, if you say anything different than what we're telling you to say in the courtroom, we're going to annihilate you, your mama, your daddy, your children, your loved ones. We'll kill you. Don't buy their garbage, because God will kill you if you do. And he'll sling your soul in hell with him in the lake of fire. Then what?
Bob on the job, Robert E. Lee Lewis, served the best interests of the American people for more than 27 years as organized crime investigator. Bob on the job served on the U.S. Senate JFK Assassination Committee. Bob on the job is currently interned for life in a government detention facility, having been set up by government informant named Vance Boudreau and Joe Eisen, who allegedly run a special CIA government mafia operation that is disguised as a law firm in Houston, Texas. Bob on the job is interned for life for having only done his job of trying to warn the American people of the takeover of the American People's United States government by the Vatican global forces of tyranny, who will eventually be bringing the consequences of the peaceful Branch Davidian Village to a neighborhood near every law-abiding American citizen soon.
Okay, now the Bible tells us that we have to build on heaven's shore. We have to build for that. If you're involved in any of this sort of stuff, repent and believe the gospel, be saved, because there's absolutely no profit whatsoever in what you're doing. So the Vatican is not going to prosecute anyone that murders you. They're not going to prosecute anyone that has rape your little boy or girl. They'll only do that to what they call cults. Hundreds of thousands of, there's no such thing as a Catholic priest. They're not priests. A priest is a person that's born again of the Spirit. God made those of us kings and priests. King meaning that we are to rule here on earth, because we're going to rule for God in heaven. Every governor or every king, and God, Christ, is the King of Kings. That means he's our king, and we're kings, and he's the king of us, those of us that are born again of the Spirit, and we're going to rule there. And he states that his rulers are those that are his ministers here on earth. We, not the secular government or satanic government agents, they're not your rulers, but we who are teaching people to be ruled by the Word of God, we are the ones that preach true rulership to people. And this is the government of God. It's totally opposite of the government of human beings. And so, you're just setting your soul up for damnation and eternal damnation if you don't give your life over to the Lord. these people disturb and they confuse. They shift us around. But when the people in this world do that and their doctrines, but when our soul is in the Spirit's hand, the Holy Spirit's hand, we can be released from such disturbances. And that's including the disturbances that we've been talking about. The thing that David Koresh, where he missed it, was that he didn't tell what was going on soon enough. You have to expose the devil, because the devil operates in darkness. If you show light on him, then he can't operate in the light, because then it's too obvious. That's why these dark, evil spirits destroyed them, because they never let it out. The Lord told me that if we release what we know about Satan, we will not be destroyed.
Amen.
But if we don't, we will be destroyed, just like David Koresh and his people. So that's why I do what the Lord says. Amen. Now,
Amen.
I'm not saying for us to kill them, but we need to win them to the Lord, to get them to where they accept Jesus as their personal Savior, so that they can be forgiven for all the evil things that they've been doing.